While I'm almost certain that such a thing is not beyond the realm of topological possibility, I have rejected the idea anyway. In the first place, there seems no doubt that the cell is quite adept at juxtaposing bits of DNA that are far apart in nuclear space, wherefore the cell needs no help from us clumsy molecular modelers to accomplish the task of recombination. Secondly, although the topological problem of separating the homologous strands may not be impossible to explain, that doesn't mean either that it's easy. In fact, it would be quite a nightmare. Finally, the conceptual simplification of genetic recombination by the permanent juxtaposing of homologous genes would come at the price of great complication of the replication process, since before the chromosomes were even replicated, they'd first have to be separated, then replicated, then painstakingly put back together after cell replication was complete. The more one thinks about this scheme, the less attractive it becomes. After long deliberation, I have concluded that the DNA content of a single nucleosome, in the final analysis, is most likely a single DNA duplex winding back and forth, then continuing on to the next nucleosome in the 30 nanometer fiber. Let us now see how this might work and how it might lead to a plausible model of chromosome structure.